It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
What other trending stuff is going on, Katie?
Yeah, well, we have to give a shout out to one of the most OG weather guys around because Mike Nelson is retiring after almost 50 years.
Mike Nelson's my guy.
Right?
He is my weatherman. He's the only one in town that I trust.
Exactly.
He's legit. He's passionate. He's been here in this studio a few times over the years. Just a genuine nice guy every time I see him. Just a class act. And truly, I try to catch his weather forecast whenever I can because truly the only guy I trust in town.
Yeah. You know what's funny about him is I grew up watching him. Like I'm a almost Denver native. I've watched him my entire life. And I went away for college, and I didn't watch him when I was in college.
Yeah.
And I come back, and he was white-haired Mike Nelson.
And I
was
like, what happened?
Whoa, dude. Yeah.
The snow got him, man. Yeah.
It was
snow.
So funny. I was like, is he still a weatherman? And my mom was like, that's Mike. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I know. Same thing. I moved to North Dakota and then over to the Western Slope. And so I was away from Denver for like 7 years, and I came back, and same thing. I was like, oh, look at Mike Nelson.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
Age like fine wine, though.
He's the man. And he's always going out and about too, you know, with the schools and teaching kids about weather. And I think he wrote a book and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, this is sad. Like, it, truly a Denver icon in the media.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he's hanging it up. So, Mike.
I'm going to go to Kathy. I'm going to Sabin.
Exactly.
I'm going to Kathy Sabin now.
Nope. I'm just sticking with my iPhone now.
There's no other weather guy
for me.
There's
no one.
There's nobody else for me now.
Well, at least you're loyal.
That's it. But we really want to say thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Seriously. He made the weather fun, right?
He did.
He had a fun way of talking about the weather. So, I'm going to miss his December 12th. So today,
his
last day.
Oh, no.
And I thought what was really neat, so if you take 12, 12, and 24, which is the date today, which is his last day, it adds up to the number of years that he was a meteorologist, which is 48. So isn't that cool?
I'm gonna cry.
Yay.
Look at you with your
Nelson.
Silly math.
I know, mathing today.
All right, Mike, good luck, buddy.
Good luck, Mike.
Man, Godspeed.
Let's move on to the parking in downtown Denver. Who avoids that at all costs?
Jer slowly raises his hand. I avoid downtown at all costs, honestly.
Same. If we're not parking at Ball Arena, I'm like, where do I park, right?
God, I can't stand going down there.
I mean, one, it's hard to find a parking spot no matter where you're going, but two, I'm always worried about my car when I go down
there.
Like, someone's going to smash and grab or steal it or something.
When you're rolling in that fancy A6 that you got, I mean, you're looking.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're saying that a lot of people are feeling that way. And in fact, like this year alone, there was like 700 break-ins. They had two carjackings. So Denver's like, listen, we're going to try and do what we can to avoid all this. And they're implementing new lights downtown. So if you are, regular downtown, you're going to start noticing parking lots are going to have to be lit up at all times that they are operating.
Yo, this lot is lit, bro.
Yes, and it's going to have to be because if the owners don't do it, they're going to be fined upwards of like $1,000.
Well, you know what this means is your parking now is going to go up about $5-$10 if you're downtown.
You know that's right.
All this. Yes.
Yeah, it's got to come from somewhere. But I do appreciate Denver, the city of Denver, trying to keep us safe because they say when it comes to crime, especially late at night, one of the easiest ways that you can detour that is to have a brightly lit place. So
my mom has always told me that. She's like, that's cheap security. Just light up your house. And that's why you can see my house from space.
Yeah.
At night.
Nobody's robbing that.
See it from space.
So many lights on my house. It's
that's
crazy.
Amazing. But yeah, so if you are downtown, hopefully you'll feel a little bit safer.
You know
about
my dad
it.
Has started doing?
What?
This is such a old guy thing. He's putting a club on his truck. The club.
Oh, yes! The club works, okay? Don't you knock your
dad.
I guess.
He's like, you should get a club for yours.
You should.
Does he put it in the garage?
He puts it in the garage with
and
the club
the
in it.
Wow, you are not stealing
And then
you
he locks the doors on it, too.
Yeah.
Let's also mention that your father is a retired fire chief.
I know.
I'm listening to your dad.
He's seen some things,
exactly.
For sure. I
know.
He's
a guy I'm listening to.
But it's just so funny. Like, he gets it to my house, and he's in the car fiddling, and he's getting the club on it. I'm like, Dad.
Asking your mom, where's Dad?
I'm like, we're not in a bad neighborhood, Dad. Just you're fine
you're
for
fine.
The 20 minutes that you're hanging out.
You don't have to club it up.
You really don't.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
funny. Okay, we want to do one more with the best Chinese restaurants in the United States.
Tell me there's one in Littleton.
I'm sorry.
No, come on.
Sorry.
We need a Chinese food restaurant in Littleton because there is crap for Chinese food where I'm at.
Well, Centennial is as close as I can get for you.
That's too far.
All right.
Well, what? But Yelp is naming the 100 best Chinese restaurants in the country, and 6 of them are in Colorado, so you can drive
to a
couple.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, one in particular, Noodles Express. This is in Denver, and they're off like I-25 in Evans area, and they have had to close down and open back up multiple times because their like lease keeps coming up into jeopardy. So like they have the best food and people love their food. So when people find out that like, oh yeah, our lease may expire, they get like droves of people who are coming to their defense. And that's why they've opened back up, is because people are like, you can't close Noodles Express. And Yelp agrees.
I want a Noodles Express by me.
Part of 100 best restaurants in the United States. I'm going to put the 6 locations in Denver on our Instagram and our stories for you to check out so you can see the full list. But that Noodles Express one was
pretty
funny.
Is that noodles plural? Noodles?
Noodles.
Oh, because there was one right off of Colorado next to our old building called Noodle Express.
Different.
It was
different
so
franchise.
Good, but it was so
different.
Good.
Different. Yeah. Oh. There's one Chinese restaurant that's by me. It's been open since the 80s. But like I've been in there a couple times and I just don't...
not it for
I don't
you.
Trust it.
My favorite authentic Chinese restaurants are the
There's
ones that literally just
it.
Say like Chinese food. I'm like, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I know
on
that's
wall.
A good
it doesn't
one.
Say that. No, so I don't know.
Does it say Panda Express?
No, there's just something about it.
See,
we don't
need
to talk about it.
I have one by my house and they know my name. Like, they know what I eat, right?
Katie!
Love Chinese.
You got an egg roll punch card?
Exactly. There you go. Yeah, exactly. The lo mein gift card. Yeah.
All right, let's bounce into some other stuff. The most dangerous toy ever made just sold at auction. In 1950, it says the guy behind the Erector sets came up with a new science kit for kids called the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab.
What?
That rolls off the tongue. It came with actual uranium in the kit.
Oh my gosh, what?
It had 4 glass jars, each with a small amount of radioactive material inside, so you can use the Geiger counter to test the radiation levels. They say it wasn't that dangerous as long as you didn't open the jars. But you know kids were cracking those jars
open. Oh, my gosh, all day.
Timmy, why are you glowing?
Yeah, playing with it still exposed you to the amount of radiation that you'd get from a full day in the sun. So if you're playing with that every day, you're going to start to get a little jacked up. Anyway, they had one. About 5,000 sets were sold. They had a complete one that just went to auction, and somebody bought it for $13,000. I guess just to say that you have and then you keep it like in a lead box at your house or
in
something.
In a lead box,
That is wild.
Look, Mom, I grew a finger.
The 100 most powerful women in the world list was released by Forbes. Oh, did I get number one? I don't have number one on here.
Oh.
Well, what they did on this list is they just put the names that you'd recognize, so maybe we didn't recognize number one. Darn it, I should have pulled number one. Melinda Gates came in at 8. Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, came in at 9. Tay-Tay was surprisingly low at 23. Oprah still made the list at 33. Beyonce, Rihanna, Caitlin Clark. So some big names were on the list. What was number one?
Ursula von der Leyen.
That's why I didn't get number one.
President of the European Commission. So you should know her.
How did she beat Taylor Swift?
How do you not know her?
How did she beat Taylor Swift?
I know her.
I know her. They are talking about Robert Downey Jr. returning for the next 2 Avengers movies. They say that the dude that wrote it and is directing it is going to make about $80 million to direct the movie. And they say Robert Downey is making, quote, significantly more for his role for, who's he playing? Doctor something or other.
Doctor Strange?
Is it Doctor Strange?
No. Doctor Doom.
He's the bad guy this time.
Anyway, he'll probably be making like $100 million to come back to the Marvel Universe. They say he's already made between $500 million and $600 million from the entire franchise.
I mean, he essentially is Mr. Marvel, man. I mean, he was the original Iron Man, and that's it. Marvel has gone downhill without him.
Yep, absolutely. So he made the right decision taking that role. And then speaking of big money, Elon Musk became the first person ever to be worth $400 billion yesterday. After Tesla continued its recent Wall Street surge, I think SpaceX's value blew up too. But $400, one dude is worth that much. Isn't that crazy? You couldn't spend that in 15 lifetimes.
No, you
that
couldn't.
So much money.
He should give everyone on Earth $1 billion. That's what he should do.
You know what?
That's philanthropic right there, buddy.
That'll get me to buy a Tesla.
Yeah.
But you'd only be able to hand it to 400 people.
I don't care.
Yeah. Can I be one, please?
I don't care.
Josh, redo your math, buddy. Grubhub is out with their list of everything that people have ordered over the past year. And they say they delivered over 1 ton of cottage cheese orders to customers this year. That's more than 2,000 pounds of cottage cheese.
I know exactly why. Because protein. Cottage cheese has more protein, bro. I'm telling you.
We fly through the cottage cheese at our house.
Yes, exactly. You can put it on so many things. It can be sweet. It can be savory. It can be a snack. It can be a meal.
One of my greatest snacks is one of those food hacks that people look at. You're like, oh my God. Who turned me on to this? It might have been Knick Knack, but I take a bowl of cottage cheese and then you crunch up sour cream and onion Pringles into
it.
So you crunch up the Pringles into the cottage cheese, stir it up, and that is a banger of a snack right there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, blueberries, honey in your cottage cheese right there.
That's basic.
It's awesome, though. It's so good.
It's not Pringles, though, Katie. It's not Pringles.
You're right about that.
Hey, find some fun stuff on our Facebook. It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on the FB, including that Dolly Parton link. And then this guy, this video's been making the rounds for a couple days, but maybe it's new to you. This guy named Michael bought a used Subaru Outback for $4,000 at a dealership in Utah on Monday, came back a few hours later and accused them of selling him a lemon. He wanted his money back. They wouldn't do it. He said, well, if you don't, I will drive this car through the front door, the front windows. And he did.
He warned him first, though. I didn't realize
he did warn him. Yeah.
He said, I'm going to do this. He went out into the car and smashed it through the front of the dealership. The video is insane. It's gone viral. We have it for you. It's on our Facebook page.
Wow.
Just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Boom. That's it, you guys. You're all up to date on all the fun stuff. Everything trending.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.